Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton, and we are so pumped for another great episode this week. Yes, and our merch is going to be available this week. So make sure you're checking our Instagram every day for the latest updates. If you're not following us, definitely make sure you're doing that.
Yes.
Because we are so excited. We debuted our merch on a previous episode, so go look at that. But we are so excited for that. So make sure you're staying tuned.
Yes.
But so, we also have a little new concept we're doing today.
Yeah.
So do you want to explain what today's episode is about?
Yes, I'll give a little bit of background. So when we were first, when all of this began, before, way before now, so we kind of were thinking about the ideas of what to do the podcast on. What should we name it? And one of the names that we had come up with was Note to Self. And what we were going to do was we were going to, each person we interviewed or, you know, just each conversation with us too, we were going to say, what's some advice you would give to your younger self? What's a note that you could write to your younger self? Because we obviously have wisdom, new wisdom every day that we didn't know yesterday. Like, I don't really know a good example of that, but you've learned more today than you did yesterday, whether it be something silly or something really deep, whether what you've gone through or whatever. So today we both wrote letters to our younger selves, and specifically our sixth grade self.
Yes.
Now, I was in sixth grade at a different time than you were. So we had different things going on in our lives. There were different years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a little bit of a different vibe with each note. But I think it's going to be really cool because we haven't heard each other's notes.
Yeah.
And we really don't know what to expect from the other, because I honestly don't remember a lot from your sixth grade year.
I know my sixth grade year was almost 6 years ago because I'm going into my senior year. So, and again, we're in totally different, we had obviously different times that we were in sixth grade. So, all right, we're going to start with my note to self though.
Yeah. Go ahead and read
it. And I'm going to read it to my sixth grade self. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Sixth grade Briley, you will eat Chick-fil-A again.
Oh my gosh.
None of my favorite food spots being open was truly tragic, but hang in there. Those waffle fries aren't gone forever. Now that I've assured you of the priorities, I want to tell you what I remember about this wild year you're experiencing. I remember how much time you got to spend outside, the hours of playing Frisbee with Britton, just to get it stuck on the house and have to find a different game. I remember making relays and dance challenges in the backyard before heading up to Mama and Pa's house to ride bikes around the farm. I remember the weird feeling of riding those bikes but not being able to go inside and visit. I remember making music videos that I still cringe at, but they brought a lot of joy in the moment. I remember gathering every single board game and card game we could find and playing them at least a dozen times.
Yeah.
I remember binge watching every single Disney Channel show we could find on Disney Plus and committing to watching the series regardless of if we liked it or not. I remember spending so much time with Mom, Dad, and Britton, I was going a little stir crazy. I remember telling Mom and Dad how crazy the pandemic was after we first got out of school. I remember Zoom calls for church small groups when all the girls would turn our cameras off and mute our mics after Beth asked one of us to pray. But do you know what I don't remember? I don't remember how long quarantine actually lasted. Maybe it was 2 months. Maybe it was 14. Maybe I felt lonely. Maybe I felt anxious. The thing is, I know it feels long, but it will go by quicker than you realize. I'm not telling you that to say, look forward to life when it's normal again. Trust me, life won't be normal for a while. I'm telling you that to say, enjoy it while it lasts. Almost 6 years later, yes, I can say the pandemic was a weird and tragic time for people all over the world. But there are so many beautiful moments in this season that you don't even see yet. Getting to beat Britton in three consecutive rounds of Monopoly is not an everyday occurrence. So here's what I want to tell you. Quit worrying about life in the future. Quit looking forward to normalcy in the future. Get creative. Be intentional. And if you really want a challenge, write down three things you're grateful for every day. You'll be surprised at the fun you're having in the midst of the fear. Enjoy the weird and awesome opportunities right in front of you, because you may never get this again.
Wow. I remember quarantine was crazy.
Yeah. So if you can't tell, this was 2020 time,
yes,
right? And COVID year was really wild for both of us. But it was also, I realized after looking back on it, I was like, well, what do I remember from my sixth grade year? Because it was years ago. But I thought, oh, well, I remember the funny dances we did. You know, we went up to our grandparents' house a lot. That they mm-hmm. live pretty near us, our great-grandparents, and they have a lot of land, right? So we would ride our bikes all the time and go on walks, you know, super fit girl in our fit girl era.
Not anymore.
But it was so much fun going up to their house, right? But it was weird because this whole new disease had come out and we're all like, oh, what is this? No one's ever heard of COVID. That I don't even know what that means. But we couldn't go interact with them because we didn't want to spread any potential germs. Mm-hmm. So it was weird because we are up at their house. We used to be up at their house all the time, right? But now we would go up to their house and just look at them through the window and wave at them and then keep running around the farm.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird, you know?
It was really, like, awkward. You didn't know how to handle it.
Right.
Especially with that time because that was our first, like, real world pandemic shutdown or whatever. So we didn't know how to kind of experience that for the first time. And there was a point where we had to be quarantined specifically because somebody in our house had COVID or they were diagnosed. And it was so weird just being on a Zoom call and, you know, like just all of the crazy weird things, how you couldn't go out to fast food places. Now I eat Chick-fil-A like 3 times a week.
It was weird because when I actually thought back to it, I was like, oh my gosh, we couldn't even eat there. Like, they were closed. And after a while, they had like drive-thrus and stuff open, but they were literally closed. We couldn't even go to the fast food restaurant, which now sounds really tragic. But I remember those kind of things. And
like
I remember
wearing a mask all the time.
I remember we went crazy with board games.
We did.
Board games, the Wii. And we did watch Disney Plus a lot, but also it was more like the challenge stuff.
It came to a point where we were so bored that we made a list of every board game that we played. And we were like, okay, who won each round? Who ultimately won? I totally crushed you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you say for each day.
A whole tournament was happening. But I do remember winning a Monopoly a few times because now I don't know when was the last time we played Monopoly because it takes forever. But that was like the perfect time to do that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking through all these things that we got to do. And I realized I remember so much, the good and the bad. But I don't remember how long it lasted because when you look back that far, I'm like, oh, that really didn't seem like it lasted that long. Because after, you know, a couple of years go by, then it almost shrinks in mm-hmm. your view of your life, I guess. And I realized in those moments, I remember saying, oh, this is so long. This is lasting forever. But I wish if I could tell my sixth grade self something, I would say, listen, there's a lot around you that's scary right now. I mean, nobody even knew what was going on. We had talked to mom and dad and been like, what is this disease? Like, we have no idea what this is. What is this sickness that we don't understand? Because when school first let out, we didn't know how long it would be before we went back.
I was celebrating because I was like, hey, I get it for my birthday.
Yeah,
but it was like still, rest of the school year gone.
But it was still, we had never experienced the entire world seeing something like that. So it was scary, but at the same time, there was so much fun that we had during that time, just getting to know each other better, even though we were with each other all the time. We'd never spent that much time together, which had its drawbacks too. But it was really fun. And I think if I could go back and tell myself something, I'd say, enjoy the moment more and see the good in the things you're in right now. And I can apply that to what's happening in my life today. Like, I don't know what tomorrow's going to look like. The world could shut down again. So take every chance you get to be with somebody, to hang out with somebody. But also, even in the sad and really hard times you're in, we've said before, there's definitely a time to grieve. There's a time for mourning, which we might get into a little bit with yours. But at the same time, there's so much joy and so much good that you can find in life. And looking back, we actually had a really fun year. I know it was tragic, but at the same time, it was fun.
Exactly. So, like, we were younger, so we got out of school and we could actually entertain ourselves.
I know,
by playing outside.
And for some reason we're complaining about that.
Exactly. Like, what?
Yeah. But okay, so that was my sixth grade year.
All right.
Kind of fun, kind of exciting, but also kind of the craziest thing that's ever happened. But all right, what is yours? Do you want to go ahead and read your sixth grade note to self?
Yes. Okay. So, dear sixth grade Britain, right now you've gone through grief and your body is responding to that with sickness. You've cried a lot of tears, lied awake many sleepless nights, questioned your own faith, and questioned God's promises. I want to tell you that you're going to get through this. The season that you're in is happening for a reason. You're strong enough to make it through the spring. There are a lot of negative thoughts going through your head right now, and you need to put on a brave face, and you feel like you need to put on a brave face to make everything seem okay. The truth you're speaking into your life through the song that you wrote will be a testimony for you in a year. God is painting a beautiful picture for you, but right now you only see half the picture, and it doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense. You were born to be a fighter. I know you don't feel like a fighter right now, but there's hope. The sickness will end, your headaches will end, your frustration will end, the fever will pass, and I know this is easier said than done, but count this joy. When you get an opportunity to get up and dance, count it joy. It hurts, you're tired, but you will be joyful in a few months. Don't give up and stay hopeful.
That was good.
So
yours was shorter than mine.
Yeah, it was a lot shorter. It was just one page. But I think something that I really remembered from that time was I was so tired just all the time. And that was constantly just dragging at me. And I felt like I couldn't do anything to get my energy back up.
So a little background context, when was this? This was for
you. So this was 2022.
Okay.
And it was right after we had lost our grandfather and we lost him later in 2021. And in that time, it was kind of getting out of the winter, going into the spring. And I just had to miss a bunch of school. Mm-hmm. I wasn't around a lot of my friends. And even when I went back to school, like after school every day, I would just want to sleep. Like I wouldn't want to do anything. I didn't want to play fun things with you. Like I didn't want to do absolutely anything. And so I remember specifically whenever I had the opportunity, I couldn't actually specifically go to dance, but I could have like a Zoom call with them because it was after the pandemic. So we had those kind of outlets that we could use and those opportunities. And I remember having my dance teacher and watching those girls at dance, and I would try to participate. But I hated having my camera on because I felt miserable and I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to dance. And that's something that I've always loved. And it's something that I've always gone back to whenever I just need a moment. Like if I'm having a bad day and I just go to dance, and even if I don't specifically talk to some of my friends there, the girls that I'm connected to, if I can just have that outlet where I can just be free and just let my body go loose and focus on something that I'm skilled at and I've worked at, then that can be just a calming thing for me. And I just remember that specifically where I would absolutely dread it and I would just try to find any way to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to do something that made me even more exhausted than I already was. And at that point, since I was so exhausted, it felt like I wasn't good enough. It was like, these girls are practicing and I'm not. I'm not getting the practice that they are. And even with that recital, I just felt like I wasn't good enough because I wasn't getting all of the extra hours in, because you know at the end of recital we always got a medal each year, and it felt like I didn't deserve that medal because I didn't get it in the practice. I only got it performing, and it was really hard. And I just, one thing that I wish I could have told myself was, instead of trying to be so sad about this, you get the opportunity to do this even though you're struggling right now.
Yeah.
And even though it's hard, like that's much easier said than done, but when you try to count it joy, it makes your body feel better. And I think if I would have done that for the entire season of that, I felt like it would have maybe gone back quicker or at least gotten over it sooner, just because, I mean, nobody wants to be negative. That's just pulling you down.
Yeah. I think it's crazy how after, you know, we had gone through grief, then this whole toll came on your body physically, and you were tired all the time. You were exhausted. But what you were saying too, a lot of insecurity was born from that, or comparison, and those things tore you down. So it's wild that all of that came from the stem of grief.
Yeah.
So even though you couldn't really avoid that in the season, I guess, because you can't really go back and be like, oh, just don't be exhausted like that.
Yeah.
You can't like, do what? That. It was physically hurting your body. But it's cool that you have that perspective now. Why do you think, if you had looked at it more joyfully, it would have changed your perspective in the moment?
I think just, it's all about your mindset for everything that you do. Even today, like there's moments where I've had to be reminded like, hey, stop being negative right now. Literally by some of my friends, they'll just be like, you're being really negative. And
yeah.
I hate to do that to some of my friends because I'm like, I don't want to push boundaries, but I feel like I need to do that more. Mm-hmm. Because if you just have a complete perspective change and think of, nah, if you don't think of this is wearing me out even more than I already am, then you can think about, oh, I'm getting this opportunity to do this.
Yeah.
Why am I sad about it? I can rest later. If I just push myself for a little bit now, I can end up better for it, because it's something that I've always loved and I should have been joyful about it, just because it's the way that you approach things. Yeah. I mean, it's the way, if I have a fight with you in the morning and I just think, hey, just start being joyful for the day, apologize and move on. If then I change my mood and change my demeanor, then I'm going to have a better day because the people around me are going to be happier because I'm joyful. Yeah. And it rubs off on them and then it rubs back off on me.
Yeah.
So then I'm still getting filled up. And I mean, it wasn't like, I honestly don't remember a lot of interactions that I had with you during that time. And I just remember during that specific season, I would have moments where I would feel so exhausted, but then I would put all of my effort into like tearing up my bedroom because I felt like so, like that was just the way my body was responding with things. It was like this overwhelming urge of anger and I didn't know what I was angry at. And I'm so glad that I'm over with that now. And I have big emotions still. We all know that.
Don't make her mad.
Yeah, guys, don't come at me. But I do remember it was so much more magnified during that time. And I, looking back at that, instead, if I had just taken a moment to chill and actually listened and just sat there for a second, then I think I could have avoided some of that. And like, it honestly hurt myself more than I was helping anybody. And it wasn't like it was helping you. It wasn't helping mom or dad. Like, I don't know how you felt like when you saw me doing those things, but it just, it was completely weird. It was like my personality was gone from me.
Yeah.
And I think that if I would have been more joyful with dance, my personality would have came back faster, because that's something about me that makes me who I am. Dance is something that is a part of me. And I think if I would have just been all in with that for a minute, then it would have helped me in the end.
And we've talked about this before, but joy is different than happiness. Mm-hmm. It's not, oh, well, you got a flat tire and you broke up with your boyfriend and your neighbor's dog died, and then you just walk into school and you're like, everything is great. Like,
I'm so happy right now.
I'm not saying fake happiness. That's different. But joyful is seeing a different perspective on it, even if you may be sad about something one day, or if you have something physically wrong, or if you're sick, you know, whatever it is. There's so much power in seeing the joy and beauty in things, which is kind of why in my note, I had started off, even in these kind of seasons, when I went through this season or the next year after that, when I dealt with anxiety, the year after that with grief, I don't think words necessarily, they mean a lot to me. So when people tell me encouraging words, then I take that and I remember those. But at the same time, giving myself advice, I don't know if I would have listened to it.
Yeah.
So I put something at the end about write down three things you're grateful for, which is kind of like, okay, that's a little cliche, but I don't know if it was this year or it was sometime within those couple of years, our Mimi had actually talked about that. She was like, we should all do a challenge with me, you, our cousin Annie, and her about writing three things down that we're grateful for every day. Now, have I kept that up for my entire life? Absolutely not. Okay. I'm not good at being disciplined with that.
It was actually 2022 when she said to do that.
And so it was sixth grade year.
I remember looking back at my journal the other day and I did three things on a page for each journal. And I'm like, I could have used up the pages better probably. But anyway, and I was looking back at it and I was flipping through pages and I saw that during these specific days, I wrote down, I'm thankful for doctors that can help me.
Yeah.
Even though they couldn't like diagnose me, they weren't even saying anything about that, but I was still thankful for it. And I would be like, I'm thankful for doctors, I'm thankful for my parents driving me to the doctors, and I'm thankful for my sister just being there.
Yeah.
And like, I was looking back at those things and I'm like, it was almost like a fake thankfulness. Yeah. I was like kind of tricking my brain, like, but it was a way that I could think about it and I could think, okay, I'm actually thankful for things in this hard season. And I know it sounds so stupid. And even like one girl was kind of making fun of me for it, but we had done some like silly craft at some dance camp that I helped lead. And it was like a little prayer jar of things that you're grateful for. And I actually put those things in it because it was helping me during that time. And I told that to a girl and she was like, I didn't actually use it for that. And I was like, okay, well that made me feel dumb. But in the moment, it helped me.
Okay, so your life's not very good then.
But I'm like, it really helped me during that time because I was thinking about things that like I could praise the Lord for, right, that I could actually be thankful for. And even if it sounds cringy or if it sounds stupid, like, it's a way that you can live your life better. Yeah. It's something that you can do in private. Don't even tell people about it. But yeah, people are going to see that you're starting to be more thankful for the things in your life.
Right. Because then when you walk into school, the first thing you say is not, oh, I don't want to be here. I'm so tired. Literally, the people that do that, I'm like, guys,
I'm like, just stop.
Just go back to bed then.
Exactly.
Don't show up to school. No, but I think, not only does it change your perspective and people are going to see you differently, mm-hmm, but that's so cool that you could look back on that and see, yeah, okay, even in this time, look how much I had to be thankful for. Like I was saying with mine, the memories that I actually think of, I'm like, wow, I'm thankful I have great grandparents that I could go up and still see because, yeah, they were so close, and I could ride around on the farm and they would walk outside and wave to us, you know?
And it's like they weren't hurt by the pandemic. Yeah. So it's like there's things that you can find,
yeah,
that you're thankful
for. I'm grateful
for
that we got to do dumb dances when we were really dumb.
We were.
Like I look back at the videos, I'm like, oh.
I'm like, what were we doing? We were so bored.
But it's just so cool that, yeah, it changes your perspective now and it's going to change your attitude now, but also that's really cool to look back on. So yeah, if that's something that some of you want to do, if you want to try writing three things you're grateful for down every day, maybe that, yeah, would be helpful if that would make you less negative and more joyful. But overall, I think we both kind of had the same theme going about, yeah, staying joyful in the craziest of times.
Yeah. And even like writing specific notes to your younger self, because even though you can just look back at a time in your life, it doesn't have to be a specific year or, mm-hmm, grade. You can just think like, okay, what was the hard season in my life? How did I get out of that? Because then that can apply to you today, because, yeah, we can start writing down things we're thankful for. We can still do these things today to help us now. Yeah. And we've learned that from that exercise. And I think it's a great idea. If you guys want to try it, steal it.
I highly recommend, yes, writing a note to your younger self, because honestly, it'll change your perspective now too. Yeah. You'll see something that you didn't necessarily see if you didn't, mm-hmm, take the time to be intentional about it.
Yeah.
So I hope that maybe you got a little challenge out of this, or, yeah, maybe just some encouragement from our stories. But, yes, we had really fun writing notes to our younger, yeah, selves for sixth grade. So thank you guys for watching. Make sure again that you are following us for, yes, all the merch updates and all the things, all the giveaway updates.
And we will see you guys back next week.